What's up, guys? Fantasy Docs here with your week 4 injury update. So there was a good amount of injuries this week that I'm excited to go over, and there's a couple of other injuries that I've already touched on before, but I'm going to give you guys an update on. So let's get right into it, and let's start off with John Ross's shoulder injury that he experienced last night in the Monday Night Football game. So this looks like a classical shoulder separation. That's where that acromioclavicular joint gets impacted, as you saw him get thrown to the ground. And the fact that he's going to be held out for a month makes me think that it's about a grade 2 or grade 3, where that acromioclavicular ligament and that coracoclavicular ligament were torn. And this results in a period of time that he should be in a sling, about 4 to 6 weeks, which seems to be the timeline they're targeting. If this was just a grade 1 sprain, there wouldn't have actually been any tearing and there wouldn't have been any displacement of that clavicle on x-ray, and it's actually an injury that he would have been able to play through. Also, the fact that it's about a month timeline makes me confident that there wasn't any kind of further ligament damage, because that would have required surgery and the timeline would be a lot longer. Now, this makes pretty dire straits for the Bengals wide receiving core, because the only wide receiver left is Tyler Boyd, with AJ Green still likely out for another 2 weeks. Once again, I'm not firing up AJ Green that first week he gets back, because he's still going to take another week or two to get ready. I would honestly count on AJ Green's production to get back to his peak form about a week or two before the playoffs start, to be honest. Next up is probably the player that crushed a lot of people because he won them the game, but they were fearing that he was going to be knocked out for a long period of time. And that player is Davante Adams. So he was scared that he suffered turf toe, and I went into detail on it on a post on the Fantasy Docs Instagram if you want to read a little bit more of it. But the way the turf toe happens is basically that big toe gets planted against a turf-like surface, and it gets hyperextended, resulting in a rupture of that plantar capsule. And when that happens, that can be an extremely long recovery process, and those symptoms tend to linger a lot, which is why I was pretty apprehensive about his status going forward. I did put as a caveat that if we didn't see him with the boot on, then there likely wasn't any kind of significant tear to that plantar plate, and it was likely just a little bit inflamed, and we could expect him back likely the week after next. That seems to be the date that they're targeting as well too. Looks like he was not in a boot, and although he did not play this past weekend as I predicted, although he looks like he's not going to suit up this coming weekend as I predicted in the post, it seems like they're optimistic that they might be able to get him back by next week's game, which would be extremely exciting for all the Davante Adams owners out there, I'm sure. Let's touch base for a little bit on Saquon Barkley. Initially, they said that his high ankle sprain was going to require on the longer end of that 4 to 8 week timeline, but Barkley seems rather keen on getting back on the field. Now, I'm pretty skeptical about that, because Saquon Barkley is the Giants' most valuable possession right now. And unless they prove that they're making a playoff push, there's not really a reason to rush him back. And even if they are making a playoff push, if Gallman's performing admirably in Saquon's absence, there's also not really a reason to rush him back from injury and risk a re-aggravation of it. So I'm still putting Saquon out for another 3 to 4 weeks, but I mean, he might prove me wrong in that. I just can't see a reason why they would be rushing him back with Gallman performing how he's performing. Let's move on to T.Y. Hilton and his quad injury. Like I predicted, he was sat last week. He didn't practice at all last week. And I think his practicing status this week should provide a pretty good indication of if he's going to play or not. If he starts practicing at any point in this week and gets in a full practice, even if it's on Friday, he's going to suit up. If he only gets in limited practices and he only starts practicing on Friday, I would bet that he's not going to suit up. And then if he gets in, say, starts practicing limited on Tuesday and practices limited Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I would still call him suiting up. So it's kind of hard to tell with quad injuries because they tend to linger, but it seems like he had a pretty significant one considering he didn't practice at all last week. So it'll be a real big indication, and we'll see how that progresses, and I'll try and give you guys an update throughout the week. Now, Edelman's chest injury. So like I predicted with him as well too, he did suit up, and he unfortunately didn't have a great day, but that was the case with all Patriots wide receivers, and that's unfortunately going to be the case when you play a stout defense like they did. I think that he should return a little bit more to form, but honestly, I picked up Dorsett a couple weeks ago, and if he's still out on the waiver wire, I would pick him up in your league as well too, because he's currently leading the Patriots in targets. And I mean, if you're leading the Patriots in targets, that's a good place to be, despite him also dropping an egg this past weekend. I'm putting Dorsett as my player, wide receiver player to be picked up in the Patriots offense. Now let's go on to James Conner. He had an ankle injury, and it seems like it wasn't a big deal. It seems like it was primarily a low ankle sprain. He came out and said that there was no ligaments torn, meaning that they likely did an MRI and ruled out any kind of significant injury. It seems like he's on track to start practicing tomorrow, and I don't foresee him not suiting up this weekend. But a pickup in that offense does seem to be Jalen Samuels, both because he seems to be Connor's direct handcuff and because they're getting him pretty involved in that offense. He picked up about 28, 30 yards and also scored a touchdown. He was playing quarterback for a little bit. I mean, if you can pick up some shares of a running back this late in the season that has some potential and is pulling in yards and also is a direct handcuff to one of the top running backs in the league, that's a no-brainer. So put Jalen Samuels on that waiver wire list, okay? Josh Allen took a mean helmet-to-helmet concussion hit, and he's going to have to go through the concussion protocol. If you're not familiar with the concussion protocol, it's a five-step process that has to be spaced out, so meaning you can't pass through more than one step at a time. So if he takes more than about 2 days to start doing any kind of sport-related activities, because first they have to have few symptoms while they're not doing anything, then they have to really not have any symptoms while they're doing some cardio, then they have to not really have any symptoms while they're doing sport-related activity, and finally they can't have too many symptoms while they're doing an actual live practice, and then following that, they're eventually cleared for gameplay. So as you can see, that's a pretty prolonged process. So if he's not out there practicing by Tuesday, Wednesday, you can pretty much be sure that he's going to be sitting this coming weekend. And to be honest, I would be surprised if he did play this weekend. Now we can talk about Tyreek Hill. And I know I touched on him last weekend, but I also wanted to just provide an update. It seems like he's still a little bit away, like I predicted. This is an injury, like I said, that is highly dangerous if he returns before he's able to, before that cartilage heals over that sternoclavicular joint right in the center of the chest, mainly because of that esophagus right behind there, the lungs are right behind there, and a pretty big blood vessel is right behind there as well too. And if the cartilage hasn't healed and he takes a hit in the center of his chest and it moves that clavicle backwards, it can damage those structures. So I would still say that he's about two weeks out. That'll put him right around the 6 weeks out. And then we'll likely see the return of Reek. At that time, you can consider Mecole Hardman and Robinson likely drop candidates. So if you can find some good trade values for them, I would suggest doing that now. That's about all the time I have today, and that's pretty much all the injuries I wanted to go through. I hope you enjoyed listening to these weekly injury reports. They're going to be a continuing theme throughout the season. And if you have any questions or you want to hear about any specific players, you can always shoot me a message through the DMs. Once again, I do appreciate if you guys like what you're hearing. If you could give me a quick 5-star rating on iTunes, that would be great. If you don't, please let me know what you don't like about it, and I'll try and make some improvements on it, okay? Hopefully you guys are following me on Fantasy Docs on Instagram, but if not, that combined with this is what I think gives you the most up-to-date information, since occasionally I talk about players here that are not posted on Instagram. And on Instagram, I'll be going into much more detail about the actual injury and a little bit more detail about why I'm predicting these injury timelines as well, too. That's all for this week. Listeners, so thanks a lot again. This is Fantasy Ducks signing off.